Cloud-based human resources management suite for recruitment and onboarding processes totaling $43,855.20.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Brandy. Thank you, Wesley. Great. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
On to item number 9, this is discussion for possible action. Consideration of possible approval for county staff to apply for funding for the Phase 2 of the Comstock Historic Structures Survey Project through the State Historic Preservation Office Historic Preservation Fund 2023 grant. County staff will be applying for $50,000 in grant funding. Honey.
Honey Coughlin, for the record. Phase 1 of this project was undertaken in 2021, and it entailed a survey update of the resources of the Virginia City Historic District, and it also encompassed resources in Gold Hill, the Divide, and the Comstock section of Dayton and Silver City in Lyon County. So this survey was completed through a Historic Preservation Fund grant through the State Historic Preservation Office. And when we talk about resources in this context, it refers to the structures and buildings that are on the Comstock. So the indexing for that survey included photographs, architectural styles, current integrity and condition, and dates of the resources. Phase 2 will go further by cleaning up the data from Phase 1 and adding it to 1980 survey forms and cross-referencing the survey data with lot and block numbers from the National Register of Historic Places listing. A historic preservation consultant will be necessary to ensure data accuracy, and all of this will be done in conjunction with GIS work, and the finished product will be integrated into the county's GIS layers and into the Nevada Cultural Resource Information System at the SHPO. This project will be beneficial in many ways. The completion of this project will greatly assist the Comstock Historic District Preservation and History Officer as she grants certificates of appropriateness for any structural or visual alterations to properties. It will also be beneficial in the event of an emergency or disaster situations. This helps to know which resources may be reinforced masonry or not, and if they are more likely to be seismically unstable, and it also could assist after the fact in rebuilding, should that be necessary. This project will also benefit the outreach and preservation efforts, which will lead to a smoother running certified local government. And that is the end of my summary.
Thank you, honey. Commissioner Gilman, any questions?
I have a question.
Vice Chairman?
I'm good, thanks.
Is there any public comment regarding this item? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve county staff to apply for $50,000 for the Phase 2 of the Comstock Historic Structures Survey Project through the State Historic Preservation Office Historic Preservation Fund 2023 grant.
I'll second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, honey. On to item number 10. This is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of resolution number 23-701, a resolution setting grade and salary range of employees fixed by ordinance or resolution per NRS 245.045 for appointed Story County officials for the 23-24 fiscal year and superseding prior fiscal year 22-23 action by resolution for the appointed Story County employees with the Senior Services Director allocated to grade 144, effective retroactive to January 1, 2023, and the culinary coordinator allocated to grade 119, effective retroactive to July 1st, 2023. Brandy.
Hi, so the senior services director was had added responsibilities and was also designated to a department head. And we wanted to do an internal alignment with the department heads in the county, and that's how we came up with the grade 144. This change was overlooked on past resolutions, but was budgeted for in last year. So we just want to make sure this is reallocated back to January 1st. And then based on a new comparison that we did with other counties, the culinary coordinator should have been graded out of 119, so we're just trying to get him where it needs to be.
All right. Thank you, Brandy. Mm-hmm. Commissioner Gilman, any questions or comments on this item?
No question.
Ms. Sherman?
So just to confirm, you said it was budgeted for, so no fiscal impacts as far as going back into the previous fiscal year.
Okay.
Is this practice of internal alignment, is that something that we anticipate is going to be ongoing as we look at grades for different positions? I don't recall us having that being a criteria that we look at a lot in the past. It seems like usually we're looking at an external comp study when we're looking at adjusting pay.
I think the way that this one was originally done was because she was not a department head at the time, and so we were just trying to get her where she should be in the county. So that's how the numbers were.
Okay.
But yes, we do go through comp studies for.
Gotcha. Yeah, and I'm hoping, you know, maybe going forward, if as much as possible, I'm not a huge fan of one-off adjustments, and maybe mm-hmm. there's a way to systematize looking at grade and step across the board so that it's either an annual review, or obviously there are things that will come up, and that's mm-hmm. perfectly understandable. But as much as possible to make it, I think that from a fiscal management perspective, it makes sense to systematize that as much as possible. That's my only comment. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Vice Chairman. Is there any public comment regarding this item? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve Resolution 23-701, a resolution setting grade and salary range of employees fixed by ordinance or resolution per NRS 245.045 for appointed Story County officials for the 2023-24 fiscal year and superseding prior fiscal year FY 2022-23 action by resolution for the appointed Story County employees, with the Senior Services Director allocated to grade 144 effective retroactive to January 1st, 2023, and the Culinary Director allocated to grade 119 effective retroactive July 1st, 2023.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Brandy. On to item number 11, this discussion only, no possible action. Presentation by county staff of marketing materials provided by Loomis & Associates for the Lockwood Senior Center rebuild project. We got Honey and Stacy up today.
Yes, and we have a brief PowerPoint. So Loomis & Associates has been working with Paul Cabin architect to create designs for the Lockwood Senior Center, and they have provided some photos and designs of what the facility would look like when it is completed. So the new Story County Lockwood Senior and Community Center will accommodate the following services: senior services, early childhood education, county and utility offices, and space for future medical services. So the overall building planning, there are three services which are included in the new building programming. Like I said, the senior services, early childhood education, and county offices. So if we want to go to the next slide first, though. So this is just a general, it was included in your packet as well if you want to see it in a little more detail up close, of what the facility is going to offer. On the bottom right over there will be the early childhood education area. We've been working with the Community Chest and Eric Schoen for this portion of the project. And that whole back area will be fenced in, and it accommodates the requirements per child for what is necessary for square footage. And then up towards, can I walk over here? So right here is the community, the community dining area. And right off the back of that is going to be a patio for outside dining as well. If you would like to go ahead and go to the next slide. So this is the front view looking in, and you can see it's going to be lengthwise, again, kind of how the current facility is. But a lot of there will be some work done on the hill to expand the parking area, and then to obviously increase the parking area toward the right side of the building that we're looking at. And then can you go to the next slide, please? So this is a better view of the internal layout, so you can get a closer look. Again, I just included this for, it's easier to look at when you're looking at it on paper than on a tiny screen. If you could go to the next slide, please, Jim. So this is the communal dining area, what it's going to look like. And toward the right, you can see the doors that head toward the outside. And the words currently there, the kitchen, and I can't quite read it from this angle, but those are going to be replaced. Stacy has some other options for signage. Those are just placeholders. We're going to have really nice metal signage put in to designate the different areas that are going to be in the facility. Next slide, please. This is the patio outside that we were discussing. And so it'll just be an extra feature that'll overlook the park. There will be new landscaping put in along the way, keeping the trees and just incorporating some riprap and other things like that. Can you go to the next slide, please? And this is the early childhood education room. And again, Eric Schoen has input his requirements and ideas for that portion of it. So a public lobby will also be shared by all three with the GID office and the county offices that are going to be there. And public site amenities will include a covered pickup and drop-off area out front and also at ADA parking spaces. And so safety and security for seniors and children is a significant concern, and special consideration has been given to support the oversight of pickup and drop-off. So obviously the focus of this building is the senior center program and the activity space. And the following spaces are designated to support that area. And again, you can see that on the schematics that were included. It's a kitchen, a warming kitchen, storage area, computer carrels, and a library living space area. And the activity space will be directly accessible through the lobby, and the office manager will have visibility to both areas. So there are going to be several public restrooms, a family restroom, a lactation space, and an exam room will be accessible to the senior center, the early childhood education center has their own bathrooms with the requirements for the children, and then there are bathrooms for the county offices. So the early childhood education center program will support current criteria for a licensed center, providing a healthful and cleanable facility. And the primary spaces are the indoor activity space and the outdoor play area, and the other program areas support this function. Can we just see if I put any more slides in? I can't remember. Is that the last one? Is that the last slide? Okay. All right. So we are here to answer any questions you might have about the spaces that are going in and maybe how the project is going or things of that nature. Or if Stacy has anything to add at this moment.
You covered it.
All right, thank you. Commissioner Gilman, any questions, comments?
Nothing currently, thank you.
All right, Vice Chairman Mitchell?
No, it seems well thought out to me. Thank you for the update.
Yeah, thank you. I don't live there, but it's almost worth moving down to Lockwood.
Right?
Yeah.
We're pretty excited.
Yeah. Do you have a time frame on completion, or rough?
So what is happening now is on this project, they have already completed their cultural review and environmentals. I have submitted the environmental to HUD. Okay. It is on hold until we get, I had to do a posting in the newspaper, and that comment period for the FONSI, which at the moment I didn't write down what that acronym means, finding of no significant impact. Ooh. So once the comment period is over for that, which happens on the 18th, so 3 days from now, then I can let HUD know that nobody commented because I haven't received any, and then they will either approve or disapprove of all of the environmentals. So we probably by next week will have a really good idea, and then as soon as they approve it, they'll release funding and allow us to start. So, and then what we will do first, though, is obviously go out to RFQ for the contractor, but then we will hold a digging, what's it called? A shovel in the ground.
Groundbreaking.
Grand opening, groundbreaking. That's what we will do. So,
those
are the steps.
How about this? Is there like an idea or a final date of grand opening that you guys have in your mind, or we're still way too far out?
We're way too far out.
Fair enough.
Oh, but I have high hopes that it's going to be soon.
2 years?
18 months to 24 months.
Yep.
There we go.
That's where I'm going with.
Awesome. Oh. Fair enough. I'll hold you to that.
Oh, gosh.
All right. We'll see you in 24 months with shovels. All right. Thank you for the update. Believe I asked for public comment. If not, is there any public comment? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell. Oh, we don't have a motion on this, right?
No.
Oh, well, thank you for the update.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. On to item number 12, this is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of a vision statement, mission statement, perspectives and goals for inclusion into the Story County Strategic Plan. Linda Ritter.
Yes, for the record, Linda Ritter Consulting, and now I'm going to talk to you about strategic planning. We are going to get this thing done this year. By December is the goal. Here's our process. You guys have, we worked on your vision and mission statements. Now we've got a set of goals that we'd like you to approve. Once you approve those goals, that gives your department directors, here's where you guys want to go. Those goals are the results that you want to see in the county. Department directors are going to meet September 6th. We're going to have a workshop. We're going to look at what the conditions are on the ground, externally, what's impacting our ability to get these things done. We're going to look internally or within the organization, what are our strengths and weaknesses, what can we put to work to get these things done. And from that, we'll develop a list of tactics and initiatives, things that the staff is going to pursue this next year and bring it back to you for approval. We'll also link the goals of the strategic plans for each department with the goals, the countywide goals. So it all links throughout the organization when all is said and done. So let me briefly go over the vision and mission statement. The vision is Story County is a place where independence is valued, where the rural Nevada lifestyle and our rich history is treasured, and where businesses, large and small, thrive. The mission is we strive to provide excellent, efficient, and predictable services to be accessible and transparent, to preserve our past and embrace our future, and to provide a safe and welcoming places for our residents, businesses, and stakeholders. Now, a county does a lot of things, and so what we've done is we've separated the goals into perspectives. The first one being supporting the safety of our communities. The goals under that are keep communities safe from crime, keep life and property safe from fire, provide emergency medical services to the residents and visitors of Story County, provide quick response to calls for emergency services, have plans ready to prepare, respond, and recover from emergencies, and provide safe roadways, pedestrian ways, and drainages. Perspective two is support the health of our communities. First goal in that perspective is collaborate with the private sector to create a safe and appealing built environment. Support the senior population through nutrition and other programming that creates holistic social and physical well-being. Provide safe and adequate water, provide for safe and adequate wastewater treatment and waste disposal, and operate recreational facilities for safe and optimum use by the public. The third perspective is respect and promote the distinct character and heritage of our communities. First goal is encourage public participation in setting the future direction of each unique community. Support historic preservation in Virginia City and Gold Hill areas, and support the rural lifestyle enjoyed by rural communities. Perspective four is attract, retain, and grow businesses that will support long-term sustainability. First, treat the business community like our customers and business partners, and support the tourism development efforts of the Virginia City Tourism Commission. Perspective five, now we look internally. Governance by Story County is accessible and transparent. The first goal is to encourage public participation in all aspects of governance, and the second is provide accurate and timely information to every community. And the last perspective is provide excellent, predictable, and efficient services to all our communities. First, anticipate the needs of the public and plan to meet those needs. Evaluate the provisions of services for effectiveness. And third, monitor costs associated with services, staying within allocated budgets at all times. all of this came from the very first workshop that we did. This has been a while, but you gave me a list of this is what we want to accomplish, and that's where all of this came from. It did come from you. But I'm here today to find out if there's anything else you want to include. You will have another bite at this apple after we put the whole plan together and we bring it back with the tactics and initiatives. Certainly, you may want to see other changes when that comes back to you.
Thank you, Linda. Mm-hmm. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments?
I have nothing new to add. Thank you for all the effort.
Vice Chairman Mitchell?
I unfortunately have a couple things.
Sure.
My first question is I like the vision and mission statement the way they are. I think they're great. As we get into perspectives and goals, my first question, kind of surrounding perspective one, is, you know, is the fire district considered a distinct organization with its own strategic plan, or is that rolled in?
Their strategic plan, I already have it kind of linked. All of their goals will fit under this. When we have our workshop, they will be included. They're a part of the county. Although they're a separate district, they're still part of the work that you guys want to see done. So, yeah. When you get the final plan, you're going to see all those linkages. So you'll see the fire district's goals linked to these. Okay.
Okay. Chief, do you chafe at the yoke of being part of the county?
No, absolutely not.
Okay. I'm hesitant to set goals for tasks and responsibility areas that don't actually fall to us,
yeah.
Right? And that's why I asked the question.
Right.
If the fulfillment of those goals doesn't necessarily fall under the scope, then I wouldn't consider it an appropriate goal. More specifically, with goal 1.3 in that area, I'm wondering if maybe we want to add either effective or efficient with providing emergency medical services to the residents and visitors.
Okay.
It seems like the bar is fairly low to provide those services with no adjectives or modifiers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I got more.
Oh, go for it.
Yeah,
Chief, did you want to weigh in on this? I'm going to move on to a different section.
And Jeremy Longhart for the record. And this may address future questions you may have too. We've been in talks early on, you know, when we were pretty hot and heavy in this strategic plan together. The fire district did build theirs in a draft form. But to let the commissioners know, as far as the county and the district go in the development of this, I very much expect to work with Linda Ritter and her company and not necessarily, you know, align our goals to theirs, but make sure that all our goals are recognized. And the fire districts will be pretty much outlined, but I would like to see it more as kind of a singular document with also the fire districts one-off, right? We like one source. We like one thing. We grab it. Here's our strategic plan. So although they'll be linked to it, we'll work together and ensure that we do add those extra things. You know, you're correct. We don't want to just show up in an ambulance. I want to get there quickly. I want to provide the best service available. I want to make sure it's the highest level service. And we'll definitely add those adjectives and verbs and everything else in there to make sure we spruce it up.
Great. Appreciate it. Thank you.
One thing that I want to note, that the reason we're doing a workshop to work on this is we like to take everybody out of their silos. Because although the fire district, their expertise is this is what we're going to do, then perhaps Public Works may have, okay, water supply, let's talk about those things. So it provides an avenue for them to sit down and work together, because nobody really works within a strict silo here.
Sure.
Everybody has to work together.
Understood. Linda, would you mind clarifying what's meant by goal 2.1? You'll have to forgive my not understanding.
That has to do with working with builders, and so think of community development, working with builders to ensure what they build is safe, that it fits the character of the area, those types of things.
Great, thank you.